another doctor is closing their primary care practice in Sackville. Dr. Adrian Kelly has been practicing family medicine in town for 20 years and has announced he will be closing his practice as of December 15th this year. In a letter to patients shared on social media, Dr. Kelly says he was unsuccessful in convincing Horizon to accept any of his patients in the new Sackville primary care clinic. This past summer, Kelly took a partial break for 2 months, scaling back his primary care practice to urgent needs only, while continuing to work his shifts at the Sackville Hospital emergency room. He said in a note to patients at the time that he could not continue practicing medicine at his current degree of intensity. His note cited the COVID-19 pandemic and staffing issues at the Sackville ER as added pressures in recent years that made it difficult to find a good balance between all of his obligations. Nancy Olton says she understands where Kelly is coming from, even if his departure from primary care means she will be without a doctor for the first time in her life, with no clear prospects for finding a new one. CHMA called up Olton on Wednesday to find out more about her situation.
My name is Nancy Olton, and I'm a resident of Bayvert, New Brunswick, and Dr. Adrian Kelly has been my family physician ever since he took over his current practice from Dr. Vaughn Smith, so that's going back over 20-some years, and I'm 56 years old, and this is the very first time I have ever been without a family physician, and it's pretty stressful.
Yeah. When and how did you find out that Dr. Kelly would be closing his practice?
I believe somebody who worked at the hospital had mentioned it initially. And from there, there was a letter posted on his door. To kind of go back a little bit, he actually took a little bit of a break from his office back in the summer. And he worked ER at that point, but not his family practice. And then he came back in September, and then I just recently found out that December the 15th is his last day in office. And it is my understanding that he will continue his time in eMERGE and Sackville Hospital as well.
Okay. So we're saying goodbye to Dr. Kelly, it sounds like.
Yes. As a patient, we are definitely, and I have to say, I have utmost respect for him. I certainly understand where he's coming from, and he's been for my family and I, he's been a fantastic doctor, and I certainly wish him well. But I'm sure for the rest of his patients who are in the same boat that I am, it does bring stress, and it does bring a lot of anguish and anxiety. He was kind enough to offer in his letter some of the ideas and ways and means to try to navigate going forward. And most of those are online options, such as MyHealthNB and Maple App and registering for a new family physician and so forth. Or calling 811 is another way to go, another one of the options to register for a new family physician. But it's not convenient for everybody. I look at the seniors or people without computers or internet online, doesn't work for them. And even people with literacy problems, they would have a very difficult time to try to access the information. So I'm just worried that a lot of people are going to be left in the dark by always having to go the online route. And I think at this point, prospects are looking pretty bleak to have any new physicians coming into Sackville Hospital. And I know from, Rural Health Action Group are working diligently to try to entice some doctors to come here. They've had great success with nurses. But it makes me wonder what new potential doctors or those in another part of the province or country, when they see so many doctors leaving their practices in Sackville for one reason or another, does it make it look enticing or does it leave them with concerns? That I don't know, but when everybody seems to be bailing a sinking ship, it doesn't, to me, it just leaves a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that Dr. Kelly mentioned is that he had hoped to find some space for some of his patients at the new Tanchamar Clinic. Was that a bit of a disappointment to find out that no patients would be able to move over to the new primary care clinic run by Horizon?
Absolutely. And I certainly don't understand that. And I guess my concern for that, not so much for myself, my husband, we don't have a lot of medical issues, but for some of Dr. Kelly's chronically ill patients, my heart goes out to them, because why are they not important enough to be seen at that clinic? I don't understand why Horizon wouldn't allow his chronically ill patients to be taken under the wing of that new clinic. I wouldn't expect my file to go there, because I'm very fortunate. I don't have a chronic illness to that extent. But for those that do, it must be really disheartening for them. I mean, I don't know what those folks are going to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what any of us are going to do. But to think that we're losing our family physician, we have no routine health care. So what about people who need prescriptions or follow-ups on medications that they're on? Maybe they need tweaking. How do they go about that? Or yearly checkups or medicals for driver's licenses and even well women's clinics. And, you know, no more pap tests and breast health. I mean, where do the women go for those? And cancer rates are high. So to me, you have to be proactive. And that's just one other avenue that, to me, we're falling behind on by losing our family doctor and having no other resource put right into place.
Right. It's a lot harder to be proactive about your health when you don't have that sort of that medical home that you can go to.
Exactly. And, you know, from my understanding, I just don't understand how routine blood work, let's say, how those tests would be requested or who's going to follow up on them. There's a lot of questions that I don't have answers to, and I don't know where to turn to seek those answers.
I guess some of the solutions that have been sort of put forth, well, number one, there is the new primary care clinic, which in Sackville, which I guess is not accepting new patients or any more patients, so that has a capacity issue. There is the NB Health Link, where you can make sort of one-off appointments, and then eVisit and B, where you can do some online consultations. Do you think that some of those, do you think that either of those will be useful to you? Do you think you'll be able to make use of those, at least in the meantime?
They're going to have to be, because I don't have any other option, because I think they are valuable, and the staff that are there, you know, behind on the other side of your computer, like, kudos to them. They are filling in a huge void. So I don't mean to be disrespectful to them whatsoever. I've never used those formats, but that's definitely my option moving forward, because I'm doubtful I will ever have a family physician again. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time thinking that, because so many people are ahead of me on the list. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been on the list for years and they're not moving on that list. So I have no idea what number I am on the list, but I'm certainly not in the top 10. So I really do have concerns if I will ever again have a family physician.
Before I let you go, Nancy, do you have any, I don't know, special requests or questions, or do you want to put a bug in the ear of Horizon health officials or Provincial Department of Health officials?
Well, I think everybody has to come together. Sackville Memorial Hospital is a small hospital. They've been spending lots and lots of money on renovations and expansion and so forth. So we don't want to lose what we have, but every time a physician shuts their office down for their own reason, and I'm not saying it should or should not happen, each physician has to face that on their own terms, but I feel like we're being forgotten. I'd like to know why Dr. Kelly's request through Horizon was denied to allow any of his patients take part in the clinic that is only for Dr. Johnston and Dr. Wall's patients. And, you know, other options, oh, there's walk-in clinics. But again, we're a very rural area. Straight Shores and Tantramar. And at this point, that was another option that they're saying, oh, just go to Moncton. Well, seniors can't necessarily go to Moncton. Mount A students can't necessarily go to Moncton. If it's not an emergency, we're running out of resources. And I think the ER will continue to be overused, not for emergencies, but for prescription refills, because people aren't going to have access to what they need for that. And then there's the snowball effect with ER being busier and the stress and strain on those healthcare workers and mental health of the patients and the staff for not having support and background and somebody to take that on. I think that the pharmacies are going to be busier with the people going in for their pharmacists to extend their prescription and so forth. So I think it's just starting to snowball, but I can see this is a huge problem. And I don't know whether our MLA has an answer. From what I've read, she's met with the CEO of Horizon. So whether anything has come from their discussion, I don't know, but communication must continue. And I think we really have to work together to try to make this dark situation something that people are not going to die over. And it's not just Dr. Kelly leaving, it's every other physician as well. So, you know, I wish him well. I hope he's, you know, content. I know he's very stressed over the situation, but he had to make it for his what was right for him. So I wish him well.
All right, Nancy. Well, thanks so much for telling us about, you know, your situation and by extension, sort of the situation of many people who were patients of Dr. Kelly there. So appreciate it.
Well, thank you for giving me a voice, and hopefully his patients will, you know, have a voice of their own and be able to write letters or do whatever campaign they feel that they also need to do to try to find some answers and a solution to the problem.
That's Bay Verte resident Nancy Olton speaking to CHMA on Wednesday. Dr. Adrian Kelly's last day in his primary care practice will be December 15th. CHMA has reached out to Horizon to ask why Dr. Kelly's patients are not being accepted at a new primary care clinic set up by the Health Network in response to the closure of two other primary care practices in Sackville. We'll keep you posted on their response.